Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, owner and founder of The Coach Jenny. I am here to teach you how to live empowered by crushing that self-doubt. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? How are you? It is May. I can't even talk. I just had like this terrible coughing attack. I ate like potato chips. You know, this is what I get for eating carbs. And it went down the wrong pipe. And then I just spent the last 20 minutes like hacking. I can't. You know what? True life. This is what really happens here at The Coach Jenny. Yeah. Such is life. So, but anywho, what's up? What's going on, everybody? It's May. May is Wellness Month, and I am here to give you some little tips and tricks on taking care of yourself. You know, that thing called self-care. We don't do it at all. People think self-care is being selfish. We need to be selfish sometimes and take care of ourselves because self-care is a luxury. Yeah, girl, self-care is a luxury and we need to do it because you know what? When we continue to stifle ourselves and make everybody else a priority, we're not taking care of ourselves. Like, come on, girl. Taking a deep breath on that one, but it comes down to a simple point of you can't pour from an empty glass. How many times have we heard that? And we're like, yeah, we know. I know. I need to take care of myself. I need to get some sleep. I need to eat better. I need to drink my water. Yeah. Get some exercise, whatever. Girl, just do it. Like, come on now. You know what you need to do for your own body. You know this. You don't need me to tell you this. I mean, what you do now is what is going to reflect in your body 20 years from now. So if you don't do the smart decisions now, you're gonna regret this 20 years from now. So that's why I take all of this so serious because it's like, I don't want to be like 65 years old when it's nice and like time to chill out in life and travel the world and do all these really rad things. And I am like in hospitals and dealing with like serious illnesses because I didn't do the right shit now. Like, come on. I know I get so like intense about this because people are just being not cool. Too cool for school? I don't know what it is, but I always talk to my family and friends, and I guess it's because dealing, managing, living in a situation with my mom who has pancreatic cancer, and this is intense. It's intense for the whole family. It's intense watching your mother wither away every day. It's intense watching my dad take her to chemotherapy. It's like 4 hours. It's intense watching your parents slowly it's intense. It's intense. And I mean, all of us are creeping towards that time period in our life because we're all getting older. But you know what? We can make better decisions now for our future selves. And it's all about self-care. It's all about making better decisions now, better food decisions, better mental decisions, better emotional decisions, better decisions. You know, it's like one of those things when you're working late at work and you're coming home at 7:30 at night. Yeah. We have this all. And you're going to stop off at a fast food place. I get it. We all have those moments. But it's the difference between getting a burger or a chicken or salad. Just make better decisions. It's okay. But if you're doing this every day, honey, We need to evaluate why you're coming home at 7:30 at night. There's something wrong with the root of the problem. It's not you going to Burger King every night. It's that, why are you coming home at 7:30 at night consistently? We need to understand that problem. So it's a lot of lifestyle changes that we need to talk about this month. And I know I have, what's this? I'm looking at my calendar right now. 4 weeks of podcasts that I can talk about wellness. And this is my jam. This is what I do. This is what I love. This is what I thrive on, because I had to get my own shit in check. And I know I talked about in the past, like, when my dad and I went to a AAA ball game, and I was so excited. We're sitting there and he's like, Jenna, let me take a picture of you. And I'm like, yay. And I had on these really big bug looking glasses, and I had on my Phillies t-shirt, and I was like, yay, I'm all excited. And I took a picture of me, and you know, it's like a legit camera. And he got the film developed and he showed me the picture. He's like, Jenna, you look so cute. And I started bawling when I saw the picture, because I did not recognize that woman in the picture. I had a double chin. I had fat rolls. I mean, I'm not being critical. I'm being honest. I mean, who was that woman in the picture? And I remember I took the picture and I was like, thanks, Dad. And I'm like crying. He's like, Jenna, what's wrong? It's such a beautiful picture. And I'm like, is this what I look like? And he's like, you're so pretty. And I'm like, oh my God. And I just started crying. And I'm like, this is terrible. This is honestly terrible. And that's when I knew, like, that was that pivotal point. We all have a pivotal point in our life when either someone takes a picture or someone says something, or the doctor's like, honey, your cholesterol is really high, or, you know, you have cancer, you have diabetes, you have this. Like, there's a pivotal point in your life when something happens that you need to change. But you know what? You can change before this happens. You can make that decision before shit gets out of control. And mine, my pivotal point was just a picture. And that's when I decided to take my health into my own hands, when I was like, I went back to working out and getting a dietitian and working with a treatment team and working on my mind, body, and soul, because I needed to for me. It wasn't for anybody else. It was for me. And I'm a firm believer of working with mental health and mental wellness and physical health and all these other doctors, because if you don't understand how your body's working, that's a problem. And I learned very quickly that I had a thyroid condition. Of course, when you go to a doctor, they're going to tell you everything that's wrong with you. And that's why people don't like to go to the doctor, because they're like, if I don't go, then there's nothing wrong with me. And I'm like, no. Get your blood work done. Get your baseline done at least once a year to understand what's up with your body, what's going on, and learn about your basic blood levels, your cholesterol, your insulin levels, your A1C, and all this other stuff. Like, I tell you these things. I'm not a doctor. I just learned a lot about this over the last 20 years of my life. I work with a holistic doctor who is a PhD in everything, because I needed to understand me. I'm also a certified nutrition wellness consultant, because I needed to learn how my body worked. People are like, oh, can you write me meal plans? Can you help me this? Can you help me that? No, I don't want to write meal plans. Can I write meal plans? Absolutely. Do I? No, because I wanted to understand how the physical body works, how I can fix myself, and how I can make myself better. That's why I got into nutrition. I got into personal training. That's why I got into fitness, mental health. I put it all together. So there is this other side to me than just coaching. Like, I don't talk about it all that often, because I incorporate this all into my coaching. I am not only just your mindset coach, your wellness coach. I'm your everything coach because coaching is everything put together. Because everybody's like, oh yeah, you're the rah-rah coach. You motivate me. Yeah, I motivate you in all aspects of life because everything is connected. You want to have a better mindset? Absolutely. You want to make more money? Absolutely. All these things are connected. And it comes down to the root of the problem of how do you feel about yourself? If you don't have self-worth, what are you doing? What are you doing with yourself? If you don't value yourself, what are you portraying to the world? And it comes from within. It comes from within. So Wellness Month is such a huge topic that I love to talk about. And I could sit here and talk hours, and I'm not. I want to keep this short. But just remember, self-care is a necessity. It is not a luxury. And it doesn't have to cost a lot. It could be drinking more water. It could be taking a spin around the block with the kids or on a bike. It could be enjoying some sunshine on a beautiful day. Some people like to go and get their nails and their hair and all this other stuff done because it makes them feel good on the inside and outside. Absolutely. Self-care looks different for everybody. But you know what? You need to spend some time. Spend some time on your self-care. For me, Sundays is all about my self-care, even though I talk about self-care Saturdays. Self-care Saturdays for me is a time that I don't do any coaching. It's very rare that I do coaching on Saturdays because I truly need to step away from my office and do stuff that's fun, like bike rides or spend time with the family and do whatever that's not in my office, like work out, have fun. But Sundays is where I really tap into my meditation, my journaling, my brainstorming, the brain dumping, and plan for the whole week ahead. Because when I plan and do my journaling and my planning, it makes me feel so good because I'm ready to seize the day, seize like what's coming up for me, and I'm planned. I'm ready to go. I get so jazzed because now I know what's coming up for the week, where my white spaces are. White spaces are blank spaces where I can like plop in, you know, maybe I'm watching a documentary or where I can go outside and get some sunlight or where we can go to a car show or see some friends, this, that, and the other thing. Like, we need to plan this self-care time. Like self-care time, if it is not in your schedule, you need to schedule it. You need to schedule it. It's simple as that. So, all right, everybody, I love you all so much. And please, 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 please reach out if you need help with life. If you feel unbelievable pressure from life in general. I know the world nowadays, we're seeing a lot of unhealthy things. We're seeing a lot of suicide rates going up. We're seeing a lot of dangerous behaviors. If you feel that life is just too stressful and you need someone to talk to, please reach out. Please reach out to me. Please reach out to a friend. Please talk to a neighbor. Please talk to a stranger. Please talk to somebody. Because your life is valued, even though that you don't see it, there's other people out there that value you. Please reach out. There are many ways that we can help support you. I am always here to talk, to chitty chat, to help you. I am a resource for you. So please reach out. I am here. So have an amazing day. I hope you enjoy this. And always remember that you are the most important.